It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chad, I'll be your host today. Thank you very much for joining us for lunch. We're happy to have you, no doubt. Today is November 7th, 2025, also known as day 38 of the federal government shutdown. We've got both parties blaming each other for this stalemate that we're experiencing, but we'll see how that plays out. Nothing I can do about it, I'll tell you that right now. Let's jump into the birthdays. Lord, 29. We're not talking about, you know, the Lord. We're talking about some chick that named herself Lord. She does have a badass song, though, I will say that. She talks about Cadillacs, I think, in the car. But anyway, Adam Devine. I don't know. He was in Modern Family. Well, that dude's 41. And that's it for birthdays. Also on this day in history, 1991, Magic Johnson announced that he was HIV positive. And at that time, it was like, oh, the dude's not going to be around long. But, you know, that it seriously scary. It's nothing you want to get now either. But I guess he has no traces of it in his blood or something like that. Like, I didn't think it's possible to get rid of it, but they're saying he has no levels whatsoever. So I don't know if he still has it or not. In 1996, NASA launched Mars Global Surveyor. It was supposed to go and study Mars, hence the name Mars Global Surveyor, and they lost contact with it in 2006. So that was a pretty good run, a decade, right? 10-year run. All right, let's jump into the news, the meat of this show. This one from Newsmax. Actually, we're going to do a new thing. It's just going to be like a quick rundown of some stories. Here's one. Last escaped monkey found dead. Remember we reported a couple weeks ago about monkeys being, they were in a van or a truck and they crashed and they were like, they got out. They were 40-pound monkeys. And, you know, you don't mess with monkeys. They spread diseases. And yeah, they can be nasty, man. But they found the last one. So that's good. Ex-NBA player Damon Jones pleads not guilty. He was involved in that mafia gambling bust. He, I guess, pleaded not guilty. Marshawn, I can't read my own writing. A player for, I guess, the Cowboys? Was found dead. I guess he called it quits, if you know what I mean. You know, you got to be careful what you say here on online. But yeah, he cashed in early, took his chips and cashed him in early. Here's one from TMZ. Antonio Brown is in custody after attempting murder in mugshot. And his mugshot was released. I guess he was hiding in Dubai, trying to stay out of reach of the United States justice system. Apparently, he was at a boxing event in Miami. And he, I don't know if he fired a gun at someone, but they do have a picture of him holding a handgun. So. Pretty scary. Not scary, but stupid, really. Like, what the hell, dude? You got more money than just about anybody could ever dream of. And you, oh, man, Freaking idiot. Fox News, man with violent criminal history on parole allegedly stabs teen to death. What? Why do they let these people out? This, and the thing is, okay, subheading. Delano, I guess is his, Delano Middleton is his name. Previously stabbed woman at U-Haul store, served 2 years in prison. Okay, so he stabs a girl, a woman, at a U-Haul store. Because that's the kind of place where you need to be worried, right? A U-Haul store. Good God. Can't even go get a U-Haul without getting stabbed. Goes to jail for 2 years, let him out on parole, and he stabbed someone else, allegedly stabbed someone else to death, an 18-year-old boy. Man. Young man. Great. When are we going to learn? When are we going to learn? Fox News, Danica Patrick. This has nothing to do with... See, I have to read a headline as a segue to just make comments. That's just how this show works. I'm not just going to, you know, just talk about people. But Danica Patrick rips, quote, ugly woman arrested for vile act at Charlie Kirk event, but there's an incredible twist. We're not going to discuss the incredible twist. I didn't even read it. I'm just commenting on the picture of Danica Patrick. It's unbelievable. Go to the website and check this picture out. She looks like she's some dude at an LGBT whatever event that's trying to look like a woman. And I have to, see, that's why I tell women not to get, like, if you're going to exercise, don't power lift, man. Don't just get fit, you know, get fit, get in shape, endurance, be able to run a long way. Don't, we don't want, you know, not that you care what we want, but if you can bench 200 pounds, you're not going to look real feminine. I'm just telling you right now. And if you don't care about that, then it is what it is. Who cares? But if you think you're going to look feminine and be able to bench 200 pounds, it's just not going to happen. Look at this picture of Danica Patrick, and you'll see. Nothing against her. You know, she seems like a cool chick. But, yeah. I remember when Madonna did that. Like, back in the day, she started working out and getting real muscular. She looked disturbing. Here's one from CNN. Michael, actually, she looks way more disturbing now, but she, you know, it is what it is. Most people in Hollywood do. CNN, Michael Jackson biopic teaser trailer dances into the making of The King of Pop. You know, I'm looking at this picture and I'm thinking, holy hell, this guy really looks like MJ. And there's a reason for that, because it's his nephew. That's right. I don't know, like, the connection exactly, like, which brother of his, whose kid it belongs to or whatever. I don't know. But so, yeah, I'm a huge biopic fan. And so, you know, Hollywood's a mess right now. It's an absolute mess. But I am a huge biopic fan. And I've already seen one on Michael Jackson. There was one out quite some time ago. And it was decent, I think. But I don't know. Dude was pretty popular. So, yeah. And all of his, you know, scuffles with the law, you know what I mean? With the... underage, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to say anything on the show about it, but, you know, that's going to make it interesting. People are still, like, he was never found guilty of anything, but I think a lot of people believe that he was indeed. So we want to see more about that. But on that topic of biopics, I am still waiting on a biopic on Jack Kevorkian, which I thought, what's his name from Scarface? Oh, God. I'm having a block here. Anyway, was going to play Jack. And then Richard Simmons, Pauly Shore is supposed to play Richard Simmons. I don't know when that's coming out. But yeah, I'm looking forward to those. I hope they make those biopics. That'd be awesome. But this Michael Jackson biopic is supposed to hit theaters April 24th, 2026. And his nephew is named Jafar, J-A-A-F-A-R. So maybe it's Tito's son. I don't know. But yeah, here's one from Newsmax. Musk could be history's first trillionaire as Tesla shareholders approve giant pay package. This is so crazy. Someone's about to be a trillionaire, and I am not getting any use out of his creations whatsoever. I'm not an electric car guy. What the hell else did he? Starlink or whatever. That's for boats and yachts so they can have internet everywhere. That's pretty cool, but, as of right now, I'm not crossing any oceans, so I don't really need that. I don't want a robot ever. I don't ever want a robot. I don't drink anymore, so I don't need a robot to go get me beers, So, whatever. If you're going to be a trillionaire, at least, I want to get something out of it, Damn. And he could have at least saved that ship, the America S, the America or whatever, that cruise liner or ocean liner. He could have saved that and made it his personal ship. That would have been cool. I would have been all for that. He had the money. If he's a trillionaire now, he had the money to do that. It's terrible. All right, folks, that's it for our main body of news. That leaves us one news story, and it's good news. It always is at the end of our episodes. That's how we roll here at the Lunch Show. Always have, always will. Before I get to that, I just want to say, click on all the things that support the show. You know what they are. I don't have to tell you. You can email me at chad@thelunchshow.com and leave comments in the comment section of whatever platform you're listening to the show on. So we're not going anywhere, so you might as well climb aboard. All right, this one from Good News Network. World's largest sailboat moves cargo across Atlantic on maiden sustainable voyage. I think that means they didn't crank up the engines on the way, so that's pretty cool. Maybe they did. I don't know. But so this thing literally, obviously it's not going to be as big as the gigantic cargo ships. But this thing is carrying shipping containers. It's close to 500 feet long. It's bigger than Bezos' sailboat. Not by much. But Bezos could probably carry shipping containers too. But this is now the biggest sailboat in the world, which is pretty cool. But the masts are super tall. They're over 200 feet tall, and they're carbon fiber, and it's very high tech. And of course the goal is less carbon output, right? But if what if we could ship everything with sail power? Wouldn't that make the price of all of our goods and products go down? It should, but it probably wouldn't. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a boat guy, so it's just cool that we have a new largest sailboat in the world. But anyhooser, I am out of here, folks. I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you have a good weekend. Don't be out drinking and driving like a moron. That's what morons do. They get hammered and go drive, and they kill our loved ones. And that's not cool. Don't be one of those dumbasses. And if you do something like that, you deserve to be put in jail. So maybe have one drink or two drinks over several hours and leave it at that. Go home and get hammered. Have a nice hangover. But all right, until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.